Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths, or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There are no words, Lee, for what's breaking this morning.
Okay.
And this is going to go on for 4 years. We are going to find out what the Democrats did now that we are back inside the government, a place they never thought we'd be again, to know what they did. Let me tell you what's going on here. All over the country, over the last year, year and a half, video has come out of what appear to be illegal immigrants being walked by those long ID lines that second-class citizens who are Americans have to stand in, being walked by, and rumors about, hey, they don't need ID to fly. Well, there's an investigative reporter by the name of Brianna Morello, and she had filed a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act request, with the TSA. The Biden TSA, asking for documents. Is there a formal policy where if you're an American, you have to stand in the line, present the documents, but if you are an illegal immigrant, you do not, even if we don't know who you are? We'll put you on a plane. No biggie. She was told in response to her FOIA by the Biden TSA, Lee, no such documents existed because there's no program like that. Well, change of administration, Trump comes in. She says, hey, tries again. I got this FOIA. Are there documents? And they're like, oh, yeah, totally. That was the policy. Here, you want them? They did have a policy. The TSA lied about it. And it is literally terrifying. The Biden administration, in order to speed illegal immigrants through these check-in lines, and the documents explain, look, they don't have ID, it was causing problems. So you know how they fixed it? They said they don't need ID. Yeah, fly with your warrant for arrest. Can you imagine? Hey, this is my warrant for bank robbery. I'm an American citizen. Can I get on the plane? This is my warrant for the time I was drunk driving. Can I get on the plane? The answer would be not only no, but hell no. They could fly, according to the documents. And again, TSA denied all of this. They lied. Lying in a FOIA request is a federal crime, okay? It is a prosecutable federal crime. I know this because I used FOIA like the back of my hand. I use it all the time as an investigative reporter. I would remind people of it. Lying is a crime. It's not optional to turn these, documents over. That's federal law. You can be prosecuted if you don't. But TSA, they figure law doesn't apply to the illegals. Why would it apply to them, I suppose?
Well, you know, there's a law that you're not to enter this country illegally, so.
Well, there is that, too. And it talks about, it even takes credit for how they have reduced the average time to get an illegal through an airport from 12 minutes and 88 seconds to 1 minute and 48 seconds. Now, how did they do this? Well, they made a change of policy, which even they admit in the documents compromised national security. Didn't care. I mean, they're Democrats. So as we say every day on the show, two Democrats understand human life means nothing. It has no value of any kind. And this proves it. What they did was allow the illegals to fly using the CPB1 program where they, you know, would get that QR code, right? Well, understand, and it's very clear in these documents, you don't need to prove your ID to get a QR code. It's an honor system. So you fill it out. I am not a terrorist from Yemen. My name is Juan, and I'm from El Salvador. Yeah, that's the ticket. And that was your ticket. Right through you go. Ironically, as Brianna Morello is reporting this morning, right past Americans standing on the ID line.
Well, of course.
In the document, the TSA says, again, document TSA lied and said didn't exist, says the influx of illegals without IDs places a severe burden on TSA checkpoints when attempting to vet multiple individuals. It was backing up the flights. I guess if you're an illegal, they hold the plane for you.
Yeah.
That must be nice.
Right.
Right. You're in a preferred future voting class.
Wonder if they get window seats.
Hey, no expense too great for the Democrats' yes. future voters. The document goes on to brag, Morello writes, and it does, because I read it this morning. It's up on my X feed if you want to read it. The document goes on to brag about reducing the wait times since rolling the program out. They call this an efficiency improvement.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credits stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee, they could have been flying terrorists. In fact, we know from one specific case that oddly CBS broke last year, I think it was March. I've talked a lot about it, that they put a terrorist on a plane at least twice. He was allowed to fly. Remember the one that they were saying, oh my gosh, Border Patrol released him because of the Biden policy. They had to let him go after 24 hours, even if they weren't sure if they were terrorists or not. If they couldn't prove it in 24 hours, they had to let him go. They let him go. He flew twice. Well, this is how. And then later on, the Biden administration frantic scramble to pick him up. Yeah, he'd already flown twice.
Whoops.
The pilot program allowed TSA personnel to use a TSA-issued smartphone equipped with CPB1 app to take a photograph of the illegal immigrant and transmit the biometric data through the app for comparison with CBP records. But it also required them to inform the illegal that the capturing of their facial biometrics was optional. It was optional. By the way, none of these IDs required to fly your arrest warrant, your warrant for removal or deportation, order of removal on reconnaissance, order of supervision. None of these include any biometric data, including a photo. Why is that important? You have to submit a photo ID to fly if you are an American. But not if you're an illegal.
Yep.
Not if you're an illegal. She writes, and this is great reporting, the Biden administration jeopardized national security by dispersing unvetted illegal aliens across the country. How many terrorists might now reside among us? Who knows? We could learn the answer through harsh consequences if Trump administration fails to swiftly locate those spread nationwide during Biden's tenure. Again, Lee, when they fly on you know, the CPB1 app, you can't even use those records to find them because who knows who the person really is? I mean, it's just whatever, you know, whoever you said you were, that's who you were. But again, we know this now, and they lied. And Pam Bondi should who responded to this FOIA, they need to go to prison. Because not responding to this FOIA put American lives in danger. You can't do that. We can't let FOIA break down, Lee. We're going to end up living in China. FOIA can't break down. I can't tell you how important FOIA is. I mean, I did so many articles with it that just, you can't do investigative reporting without it.
Right. Well, I mean, when it comes to the government information, which, you know, in many cases is public information to begin with, which you shouldn't have to ask for permission to see, you know, what else are you going to do?
This is incredible. TSA this policy was issued on March 26, 2021, when they decided, hey, we're going to let the illegals fly. TSA issued a, quote, revised operations directive to address significant increase in the number of non-U.S. citizens at certain airports who do not have acceptable ID documents. You know what the problem was? The problem wasn't national security. The problem wasn't, hey, we should have deported them. The problem was they were backing up in the airports, and that was creating visible crowds that were noticeable.
So that's sort of like the Malusion effect, where they could have had a drone flyover and
yes.
Notice all the illegals lined up at the border. So
like they were at that bridge.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they had to move them faster. And so the solution by the, get this, Department of Homeland Security, Lee, that was created under George W. Bush for one reason, to protect America from terrorists. Now the Department of Homeland Security is loading potential terrorists and gang members on two planes. In other words, the number one group undermining American security is the Department of Homeland Security. We would be better off if it was shut down under Biden. So what you have inside here, and Brianna Morales said, listen, these programs, they're still, because she was asking, is this still happening? Is it going on? They're frantically trying to ferret all of this out, to find it out, to figure out if it's still going on. Where is it? She said that what she was able to learn is that fortunately there's so few people at the border now that, you know, whatever iteration of this still exists is going to be less people, but it doesn't matter. It's got to be shut down. This is great work. And it shows you the absolute contempt and disdain for the American people the Democrat Party has. Lee, why even bother putting people like me and you through a TSA waiting line? Why bother?
Right.
I don't have a criminal record, do you?
No.
Well, why can't we just go in there and be like, hey, I want to fly. I got a speeding ticket last week. Can I use that? Yeah, I don't want to stand on that line. I'm busy. I got stuff to do. Can I just walk through? And they're like, yeah, come on, just go through, honey. These people, I can't believe people like this ever ran our country. What a nightmare.